With 4 days to go, New Zealand First leader Winston Peters is on the final sprint after a marathon tour of the whole country. From Bluff to Northland, the New Zealand First bus has travelled almost 12,000 kilometres in total. Our political reporter Joe Moyer has exclusive access to the campaign in what could be Mr Peters' last. She's on board the bus, travelling with Mr Peters and his contingent from his old stomping ground of Tauranga. Good evening, Joe. Paint us a bit of a picture. What's it like on the inside there on that bus?
Yeah, hi Lisa. So we're just making our way. We're on the motorway now, heading towards Auckland. And yeah, as you said, coming from Tauranga, his old stomping ground, we had a public meeting there. The bus literally drove into the meeting as it was being held in a big sort of airport flyer situation with planes and all sorts of things. So getting on the bus was quite an experience, but basically we've got a bit of a makeshift office going on in here. So Mr Peters has been doing everything from sort of cabinet meetings to strategising to media interviews. We've already pulled over a couple of times today for him to do a few overseas interviews, just trying to get those final votes from people. And, you know, the bus itself is kind of covered in black and white, the party's colours, the Back Your Future campaign slogans, black and white streamers. There's actually a little Winston Peters little model head at the front of the bus as well for people. Lots of toots too. So, yeah, it's an interesting vibe on here. There's not a lot of people on the bus. It's a pretty small contingent. But Winston Peters has been in good form. He's even done a bit of singing on the bus this afternoon.
Oh, any particular tune, Joe?
Well, there's a couple of young candidates who are on the bus, and while we're on the road, they're sort of concentrating on sending emails and phoning people and leaving messages about this public meeting in Kelston tomorrow. And one of the guys was on the answer phone to someone and said, "Oh, hello, Caroline." And Winston Peters just broke out into "Sweet Caroline," as you do. So,
Now, just tell us, so that we can picture this in our head and how awkward this is. Is he sitting a wee way away from you? Whereabouts is he on the bus?
No, he's not. He sits in the same seat every time. I actually came on the bus with him in 2017 for a little bit as well, and he's still sitting in the same seat that he did then too, so a bit of a creature of habit. So he's in that seat just to the left of the driver, so he can see everything that's going on. He does sit by himself. It's two seats, obviously, but he doesn't have anyone next to him. He has done quite a bit of work, though, as well, so I guess that's fair enough. But, no, I've been sat just across from him, and, yeah, there's been a bit of banter and a few jokes. He had his lunch on here, had some sushi, and, yeah, it's all pretty relaxed, really.
Yeah, because I'm wondering about the mood. He's polling very low at the moment. In fact, you know, some would say staring down the barrel of political oblivion here. So what's the strategy from this point onwards?
Yeah, I mean, 4 days to go, and we've seen those numbers, right? You know, lots of people have already voted, and I did do a sort of one-on-one interview with him before and talked about that, and he said, look, you know, it's difficult because it's kind of become a 14 days of an election day because people are out voting early, but, you know, he says there are still people who haven't decided who will vote on the day, and you know, his argument is that people will realise that, you know, the Labor-Green coalition that, you know, polls are suggesting will be, it's a real lurch to the left, and, you know, he's banking on being that handbrake. He's really using this.
Oh, I think we might have just lost Joe. I think the Winston Peters New Zealand First bus. Oh, you're back, Joe. We lost you temporarily. Oh. Hello. You must have just gone around a blind corner or something. So you were talking about him pushing this idea that he's the handbrake. I was interested to see today. He's gone, well, I suppose you'd say quite negative on the campaign. He's raising concerns, isn't he, about whether Labor is committed to its promise of no additional taxes other than the ones it has announced.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, he says that Labor's promise not to introduce that wealth tax, that Green Party wealth tax that they've proposed, would evaporate when they had an excuse to, basically. And that excuse, he says, is, you know, a changing economic circumstance. So he's putting it out there that they would break their word, and he says, why would it be any different on this? That's very similar, of course, to the rhetoric that we've been hearing from Judith Collins as well. Now, media did push him on that at the stand-up afterwards there in Tauranga, and he didn't really want to elaborate any further, probably because, you know, the questions were centred around, you sound like Judith Collins. But, yeah, interesting that, you know, he's the one who's been in coalition with Labor, and, you know, there's been the Greens relationship there with supply and confidence. And, you know, he's basically saying that, you know, you can't trust Jacinda Ardern at a word, despite the fact that he's been Deputy Prime Minister for the last 3 years.
And along the way, Joe, he's also been really pushing that message about abstain from voting until the last minute. What's he thinking there?
Well, he's hoping that enough people will wait and see. Now, the message that he's been giving about that specifically is you're going to see a whole bunch of political parties drop clingers of policy announcements in the days leading up to the election, and if you've already cast your vote, well, then you're a bit stuffed by then. To be fair, most political parties have got their big policy out now. There's a sort of dribs and drabs coming through, but, that big sort of flagship stuff has kind of been done. Now, I guess you could say that Winston Peters has bucked the trend in that sense, because he's actually kind of left his big policy announcements. There was very few policy announcements in the first sort of 3 weeks of the campaign trail with him, and then we've seen quite a bit in the last few weeks. So I guess he's using that strategy to try and get voters interested and maybe hold off and think, I won't vote just now. I'll see what happens with the national vote, and see whether New Zealand First may or may not be in play.
So, Joe, can we just ask you, if it's safe on any number of levels, do you think you could just wander down the bus a little bit and get closer to the man himself? Could you? Would it be rude to just give him a shout and ask him what the highlight of the campaign has been for him so far, and just give us a bit of commentary as you're walking down? What are you passing in the bus?
So I'm just making my way down the aisle. Now, we've got a young guy here who's been on the campaign for the entire trip, actually. He's doing all the social media. He's putting together a video at the moment. Looks quite good. He's nodding at me going, it is. So he's been doing a lot of the ads and their social media videos. Now, we've got people still emailing and phoning. The comment was made earlier that not going to leave anything to chance, so they are really just hitting the phones in both respects. Winston Peters is still at the front there. He has got earphones in. He appears to be listening to something, so I'm not sure he's going to play ball if I ask him what his highlight of the campaign
is. Maybe he's listening to you on RNZ, Joe, so maybe he'll know that you're incoming here. Let's just give him a bit of a wave and see if you can get his attention.
He's got it. He's been given a tap. I'm not sure if he's going to. Mr. Peters, do you have a highlight of the campaign so far that you'd like to share by any chance?
Oh, we're waiting with bated breath.
Yep. I'll try again. Do you have a highlight of the campaign by any chance?
So Joe is asking Winston on the bus.
No, he is busy on the phone. He's busy. I'm on the phone.
Okay, so he's probably, as you say, trying to squeeze out every last vote there, doing a bit of a campaign ring around. So where do you get off the bus if you're not ejected before you get to the end destination after this attempt?
Well, I'll be ringing you, Lisa, if I do get ejected and come and pick me up. No, I'm going to see it through until Auckland. Winston Peters is in Auckland for the next 2 days campaigning. So I will be heading to the RNZ office as soon as we get there.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Joe. That is Joe Moyer, who is on board the New Zealand First campaign bus. Winston Peters just a little bit busy to talk there. He's on the phone getting every last vote there. They're heading towards Auckland.